Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Hi, lovely people. Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. Today, I'm going to be talking to you all about how to find your goddess. I am sure throughout listening, during this first season, you're probably wondering, who do I connect with, right? Is this even real? How do I know this is real? How do I know a goddess is even going to show up for me? And you know what? I feel you, because that was my initial reaction. I think you remember I talked about this during at least the first, if not second episode as well, that when I started doing this work, I had so much skepticism. I really didn't believe. I didn't know what to think. But the fact that the goddesses were showing up in dreams, like really presenting themselves to me without even so much as an inquiry at the outset, I know for a fact that, at least for me, this is a very real experience, and I am still building relationships with that realm. So I wanted to create an episode teaching you how to even begin to go about this. I'm sure you're listening because this is something new that you're exploring, and whether or not it's something that you choose for life, or if it's temporary, or who knows, it's just some sort of journey of self-exploration. I'm here to help you even kickstart that journey. So I am assuming that many of you have just kind of, you're in a place where you're yearning to connect with a goddess whose essence resonates with your own. And my goal with this episode is just to illuminate the path towards finding the goddess that's best suited to accompany you on your journey. Personally, I really think that many people who are moving towards goddess spirituality are just trying to identify which goddess is going to be their best mentor to help them at this time. And identifying which goddess is the most suitable is going to be tricky for you at this time. Perhaps you love the mythologies of a certain goddess, but her lessons and her offerings are not specifically aligned with you at where you're at in your life right now. Perhaps there's a culture you've always wanted to connect with, and you're seeking a goddess from that specific pantheon. All of this is fine, but to be honest with you, the goddess realm knows and has the ability to truly see what is most needed for you at this period in your life. So let's talk about what steps to take first, because you have some choices here at the beginning. Do you just want to pursue who you want, or do you want to allow the goddesses to reveal themselves to you? So it's a little bit more passive if we go in the second route, or if we take the second route. But if we want to actively pursue, there's nothing wrong with that either. I would say that if you want to pursue a certain goddess, first, of course, understand why you are pursuing them. What are you trying to learn from them? What kind of healing or empowerment are you seeking from that goddess? Is it emotional healing? Are you seeking strength to overcome a specific challenge? Or are you looking for inspiration for, to create something or during your creative process? Identifying your needs at the beginning is going to help you narrow down the potential goddess who resonates with those areas. You might want to also consider the qualities that you admire and the values that you hold dear. So do you seek wisdom, like, the type of wisdom, strategic wisdom, I would like to say, associated with Athena? Are you searching for independence that Artemis can teach you about, that freedom of feeling, that feeling of freedom and liberation that she offers in independence? Or are you looking for fierce protection, feeling protected in yourself? And that's something that somebody like Kali could bring to you in a very specific type of way. Let me put it like that. Connecting your values to a specific goddess or goddess archetype is going to kind of be your guiding light as well. Other questions that you want to consider when you're doing an active pursuit of a goddess. Number one, is this a temporary relationship or is it going to be a permanent relationship that you want? I'm going to do an entire episode on the three types of relationships that you can have with a goddess or even a god, like just really deities in general, because there are variations and you need to be mindful of what type of bond you want to establish at the beginning. Is this a permanent lifelong bond, like the type that you have with your spirit guide, right? Which is, you have multiple different types of spirit guides too. So I think the relationships can be similar, with the exception that your guides don't expect offerings, anything like that. Sometimes they might ask for a little something, something here and there, but not always often, really just gratitude. But when it comes to working with a deity, you can have what are called matron goddesses or patron goddesses, and this is your go-to individual. This is, again, like your, like the guide, like your spirit guide who oversees you from your first breath to your last. That's kind of the same relationship, albeit with the differences. Okay, there are some differences there. But if you want a lifelong connection with that god or goddess, they would be your matron god. They would be overseeing you. It is a commitment. It's like you are making a permanent vow. Okay, and again, I'm going to do an entire episode on all of this that should be following. So that's something to think about. Is this just temporary to help you over a hurdle, to learn some lessons, to learn to embody feeling very, you know, strong internally or externally? These are things you really need to think about if you're actively pursuing a goddess. So are you also prepared to work with that goddess according to their rules and expectations? It's super important for you to research the history of that culture that you're seeking to work within. There are always going to be certain rules that you have to abide by, and you have to learn certain taboos as well. And you're going to need to abide by the rules. I'm saying this because each pantheon has its own rules and practices. So spending time learning about the history of that culture, what they consider to be offensive, or things that they, you know, the goddesses may ask you to do that are going to feel very uncomfortable. And I don't mean devious and dark, but just practices that you will need to not just learn, but become acquainted with and then be comfortable doing often, right? So I really want you to think about that and kind of do some studying ahead of time. And I'm just giving you my own minor story here. Is that, you know, when I started working with the Hellenic pantheon, I had to learn a lot about cleanliness and the importance of cleanliness before even approaching a goddess, before, you know, during, you know, prior to the act of worship, prior to the act of dialogue. And Hera, in all her glory, thank goodness, she's very active, and I'm very appreciative of that. When I would be meditating, sometimes I would just be meditating in the morning and it wasn't specific to her, but I would start to get images and I knew she was showing me that were relative to rules, specific rules and guidelines that I needed to stick to, but also how to come to her, right? And I needed to start to get comfortable because that's just something that I've never done before. So I'm just telling you this because I think it's very important if you're seeking a goddess out from an unfamiliar culture, or at least, you know, where you have very little historical knowledge of that culture, do your back-end research first and take a look at what some of those practices involve and what the rules and taboos are, because you also don't want to offend them, right? There's something very foolish that I did. And I wasn't punished, of course, and anything like that, but I was told very, you know, I was told very unexpectedly, do not do this. And she told me that, and she was very clear. And, sorry for the airplane overhead. I live near an airport, and, hopefully we'll move in 6 to 7 months. But anyway, these are things that she very graciously, little things here and there, she's still teaching me that I'm unaware of, even though I have done, I think, a lot of reading, and I'm still reading and I'm still learning, because Greek culture is, the history is long, as we're full aware of. Anyway, additionally, there are specific forms of worship or acts of reverence that they're going to expect from you, right? That are outside of your comfort zone, just new things. So take all of that into consideration before you select the goddess that you want to work with. You know, I know that there are certain goddesses that appear very exotic, right? Or that are trendy. And I hate to use that word, but it is the truth. So I'm just going to, and this does not at all minimize how, you know, what they do, how they help, their power, their relevance, nothing like that. I'm just saying, just based off of my cursory research, I have seen that, let's say as an example, the goddess Hecate, there are a lot of books to her, and rightly so. She's an amazing goddess. But I've noticed that certain goddesses are a little trendy. So ask yourself, are you doing this because it is trendy, or are you doing this because you feel a deep connection and resonance with what that goddess has to teach you, what their offering is, how they wish to help you? Perfect. So let's say that, again, you're still in the active pursuit of a goddess and you've chosen your goddess. You know, I'm just thinking outside the box here. Let's go with Miss Athena. You know, you want to work with Athena. You need her to help you get organized. You need someone who's going to kind of kick you in the ass to strategize better about maybe you're building a business. She's fantastic for that, right? Again, she pulls no punches. She takes no shit. She's very direct. So there's no way to misconstrue anything that she has to say. And she's not very, she doesn't have that motherly energy or nurturing, not to say anything rude about her, but what you see is what you get, right? She's about strategy, but she's very wise in her thinking. She takes, you know, all positions into consideration, right? So let's say you want Athena and you've, you know, done your research. Fantastic. You know, that's who you want. So the first thing that you're going to have to do is set up an altar to that goddess. Okay. So that means you need to do some background research, learn the offerings that you have to give to her. And these, of course, can include a candle, certain types of food offerings, incense, some sort of statue or image of her. You really do want to have that. It's super helpful for you. And it's also a sign of respect. Of course, you are going to need to continue to learn about Athena, all of her stories, which gods and goddesses she does and does not get along with, right? I think that is crucial, something I made a mistake of at the beginning. But learn, you know, who she's comfortable with, who she respects, and also by doing some research on people who've already worked with her, you know, kind of, you can kind of understand her expectations. And some of her rules, but it's important to at least read some of her stories and mythologies and become acquainted with them. Also learn her epithets, if she has epithets, and at least 1 to 2 prayers or poems or hymns or something directed accordingly to Athena, and you can write your own, okay? So all of this needs to be set up on your altar, and when you're ready to approach her with respect. So you can meditate. You can meditate and call her name, invoke her spirit into you, ask for her presence, and ask her to help you with whatever situation you need help with. But also, of course, show a sign of respect and reverence for who she is. She is not a vending machine, okay? They're not vending machines just to give you what you want, just to give you, like, give you a certain output. This is a partnership and relationship that you are initiating with a spirit. And again, remember the type of relationship that you are building with them. Obviously, you know, when you're approaching any deity, you need to let them know that this is a bond that you wish to create with them, but that it is coming from the heart. Whenever you're establishing a bond with any of these gods or goddesses, they need to be heart-centered, because the heart is the seat of all power for all entities, if you will. Okay? That when it comes from the heart, when it's not, when you're not just working with a god or goddess from, you know, pulling them because they're trendy right now and you want to be in and you feel like you're missing out on something, when it's coming straight from the heart, the communication is going to be easier. It's going to flow better. And also, they are going to know whether or not you are sincere. They will know your intentions and motivations, okay? So there is nothing in secret with it, with them or any other spirit you choose to align yourself with. So again, when you approach her with reverence, read the hymn, read the prayer, give her respect, say her epithets, light the candles, light the incense. Make sure when it's a Greek goddess, you approach them fully clean, physically. Okay? Give them their offering. Ask to work with them to help you heal something, to help empower you in a certain way. Present your struggles. Ask if they are willing to align their energy with yours. And then you await their response. How are they going to show up? This is the question. How do I know? How do I know whether or not they choose me? They want to work with me because you've already done the legwork. You know who you want. You have your reasons why. Well, they're either going to show up in your dreams or in your meditations. And these two ways usually provide you the solid confirmation that you need. So if you were to dream, I'm just going to give you an example. The example that I gave you guys during the first episode when Athena came to me out of the blue, I didn't even ask for her. But that dream, I'm telling you guys, it was the most real. It was like realer than than being here today on the planet. It was every detail was so perfect. Just the whole thing being in the Parthenon, it still to me evokes a visceral reaction because the lengths I feel like she went to show me everything was. I'm deeply grateful for something to that extent, but that is how they show up, even though I didn't see her face. So know that I didn't see her face, but it was clear when the old man approached me saying, if I just danced for her, she would come, Athena would come. Clearly it was her calling to me, but teaching me something also. So in your dream state, they will show up in a multitude of ways. So I'll give you another example. When I started working with Goddess Caradwyn at the beginning as well, she showed up in my dreams and it was a clever way that she did it. She had me walking with a friend. We were on the college campus and somebody had given me a letter and I opened the letter as I was walking to a building with my friend. And I said, oh, it's from Caradwyn. She said she's going to meet me at such and such place. I'm so excited to see her. It was a fantastic way for Caradwyn to show up. And then I would see her in meditation and she would show me that she is a triple goddess, which I didn't know, right? And I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to do a separate episode on verified personal gnosis and unverified personal gnosis. You'll see why. But she's a fantastic goddess. So I'm just going to pitch her right now just because she's been on my mind all morning, actually. You know, she knew that I had an illness, a major illness before I did. And she'd given me something very different, very culturally different, for me to wear to help me throughout my major illness. And I didn't know what she was talking about. I was like, Caradwyn, I don't know what this is. This is ridiculous. I have no idea what you're talking about. And then a couple of months later, I went to the doctor after having major issues. And yeah, I was deeply sick. And now I have this thing I'm dealing with permanently for the rest of my life. So yes, she's fantastic. And that's the way she is showing up for me. So that is how they show up for you. So just know in your meditations, they may present themselves. And maybe you're thinking, okay, when I go into meditation, do I have to call them out? You can do that and see if they come. They may not come. They may come. They may come of their own volition without you having to request it or petition them to show up, or they'll come into your dreams. But again, when we ask for their presence, we're inviting them to show up, and they may show up, I told you before in the first episode, in a way that is super unexpected and a little disturbing, if I can put it that way. So when Morgan Le Fay, who is, as we know, a mythological / fictional character, right? At least that's what we all believe. At least that's what we've been taught. When she showed up on the other side of my house door, of my front door, I had never called for her, okay? But she knocked on my door, and I chose to answer the door in my dream. And when I opened the door, that was my invitation. I invited her in. And then I spoke with her for months after that, because she was very intriguing for me, and she is considered a dark goddess. And this was before I knew any of that. And sure enough, we can definitely classify her that way. But what I am trying to say here is that, you know, the goddess may knock on your door, may knock on your window. You might start hearing knocks. You might start hearing a doorbell, something to let you know, like, I'm on the other side. So these are just a couple of ways that they will show up for you. But you also might start seeing signs from them. And of course, this can manifest in a few different ways as well. So perhaps they will send you birds, any animal that's associated with them. Let's say that for some strange reason, I started seeing peacocks out of the blue. Well, that would be a sign from Hera, right? Or I'm just trying to think very quickly here. If I started seeing owls, then that would be Athena, right? So they might start sending you animals that are associated. So if these are repeating patterns, repeating signs, recurring situations that seem very strange, look them up and see which goddess is affiliated with them. And then you'll know if they're responding to you. But you also might see them, their names on a TV, or I don't know, on somebody's t-shirt, on a billboard. You may overhear something that alerts you to thinking about them. This is how you know. So let's say, yes, you wanted to work with Athena, and you maybe dreamt about her or saw her in meditation or started seeing a bunch of owls or the olive tree or started hearing a lot about the Acropolis in Athens specifically, because there's all different types of Acropoli across Greece. That's not the only one. So at this point, you have your confirmation. Then you can start building your relationship with them, okay? And what does that look like? Well, depends on the type of relationship. As I said, I'm going to do an entire episode on the three different types of relationships you can build with the spirit goddess that you wish to work with. But at that point, you have your confirmation, and then you know, and then you welcome them if you choose to commit to that relationship. So what happens if it's been 2 weeks and you hear nothing, or you've received no message or no signs? Well, lo and behold, that's likely a clue that the goddess that you chose is not the right goddess for you right now. It doesn't mean that they won't turn up later, but this really means that there's somebody who is better suited for you at this time. So do you remember how I told you that I had started learning about the Morrigan? I love her stories. I just started eating up all the books about her. I thought she was fantastic. She is this warrior spirit. She's a triple goddess. I thought, oh my God, I would love to work with her. And then she didn't show up, but instead Morgan Le Fay showed up in her place. Okay, because that is what I needed at the time. So it wasn't necessarily a rejection of me. It's just at this time, what you're going through requires a different type of goddess energy. So if you are not hearing back, let's say from Athena, somebody else is going to show up in their place. And they usually show up of their own free will, okay? Again, they may show up in the same types of ways, in meditation, in your dreams. A book might fall off a shelf. I don't know, a friend might say, hey, did you watch this series on ancient goddesses? I was watching this thing about Athena. Something like that, okay? That's a sign that, okay, this other goddess is calling to you. So don't be offended, because this is quite normal. Just remember that it's more than likely there are other goddesses who are more suitable for you at this point in your life, and they will appear in one way or another. And yes, they're going to reveal themselves in your dreams, meditations. However, if you use a different type of form of divination, let's say you use goddess oracle cards, like I do as well, they will start repeatedly coming out of your deck. So for example, Hera is somebody I talk to quite frequently. She probably doesn't want to talk to me anymore. And she's somebody who came to me. She was not somebody I sought out, but she is amazing. She has the fire energy that I have, so it makes total sense. We're both very passionate about supporting women. So you know, we both have that kind of drive, so it makes sense. But she started coming out in my Oracle deck quite often. I was like, Hera? What? Hera? Over and over and over. So let's say you get Persephone over and over and over, or I don't know, I'm just, or Hecate or Inanna, something like that. Well, hint, 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 this is a goddess that is trying to reach out to you from the other side, from the goddess realm. So be open to that. And the thing is, you do have a choice as to whether or not you want to work with them. You don't have to say yes. Always remember that. You can say no. If you desire somebody else, then you can repeat the same process and request their presence and explain why it is you're trying to work with them. All right, so you don't have to say yes. So for example, I did not have to say yes to Hera whatsoever. I didn't have to say yes. But I was, of course, intrigued why somebody who oversees, you know, marriage, family, love, fertility, would come to somebody like me, who is more of like a warrior person. But it made sense, and I welcomed her, and I'm so glad that I did, because she was not limited to how we've categorized her. She's grander than I initially conceived. So just be mindful. Give some of these goddesses a chance. Even if you didn't think, if they were totally far left field and you thought, oh, this just does not resonate, maybe give them a chance. I mean, they're a lot wiser than you think. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to share with you was the other flip side of the coin. So this, we just talked about your active pursuit of a specific goddess, but what if we just go to the goddess realm and say, please, I'm asking for a goddess to help me with learning how to, I'm just thinking of something here, learning how to what? Heal myself physically. How about that? Okay, so we're just presenting ourselves to the goddess realm in general, and requesting that the goddess realm open its doors to sending a beacon of light. I just heard that as I'm talking to you, a goddess of her own free will and her own free judgment. I'm hearing this as I'm talking to you. So just know, like, I'm going off script a little bit, that seeks to empower your light, give you, I just heard, gnosis, to help you, heal your heartache is what I just heard. Okay. So you would approach the goddess realm with reverence. So how do we do this? Clear your energy. You can do this again with sage, Palo Santo, Florida water, lavender water, whatever your jam is, pine. I'm trying to think of something else, cedar, which I love. Clear your energy. Light some candles, and I really mean this. Do light some candles. You can light any color that you wish. Okay, there's no wrong or right answer here, any color. Okay, and then sit down in meditation. And please do not tell me, you know, if you're one of the naysayers, I can't meditate. Well, this is very quick. I'm sure you have 3 minutes. So sit down, light your candles, clear your energy. And if you want, turn on some music, that's fine. And pick what you want to hear, what you want to listen to. Once you're calm and collected, you are going to call on the goddess realm, okay? You're going to ask them, you know, for permission. And what I mean is you're asking to be heard, to be invited into that realm. And from there, you're going to humbly and respectfully ask for a goddess to be presented to you as a mentor to help you with healing your heart. If that is what you are seeking, if you are seeking someone to help you with self-empowerment, to help you feel more vocal, to express yourself without fear, to love your body more, to forgive a situation, be specific and humbly and respectfully ask for them to open their doors for a goddess to be presented to you so that you may work with them. If there's a specific type of healing you're looking for right now, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, again, pour your heart out and be specific about your needs. But also be mindful, again, that what you are asking for is a partnership and a companionship with that deity. It is not just a take, take, take relationship. It is a fairness, a balance, of equality. It is a give and it is a take. Next, you're going to want to have what? the confirmation of the goddess, right? So we have to wait for the goddess indeed to show themselves to you. And very similar to what I said a few minutes ago, they can show up in a few different ways in your dreams and meditation. If you're somebody who is a channeler, you can sit down, open your channel, and request their presence to see if you can already hear the name. You can also get confirmation using pendulums. If you are somebody who does that, then you can use your pendulum to kind of do a yes and no question, or ask, open the doors to the goddess realm, and you can ask, but you'll need to know the names of the goddesses, okay? This is a little tricky, but not too much. So if you know the healing goddesses, or if you have a huge knowledge, a lot of knowledge about of goddesses and mythology from various cultures, then you, if you have time, you can sit with the goddess realm and ask, you know, is the goddess, I don't know, Bridget, stepping forward to help me with healing? And you can do yes or no. Is the goddess, or the god, and we'll do that too. I don't know if Asclepius is considered a god, but he is revered as somebody who helps with physical healing. Asclepius, is Asclepius stepping forward to help me with healing my body? Is Hygieia helping me with healing, you know, my physical ailments? Is the god Hecate helping me with blah, blah, blah? So you can go down the list, have your laundry list of goddess names or god or deity names, and see if you get a yes. And if you get a yes, then boom, move forward with studying more about that god or goddess. Sit in meditation and start doing what I told you in the first half, is to build the altar, present the offerings, learn about them, spend time with them, write poems from them, learn their epithets, say prayers to them, light candles to them, incense, etc. Start building the relationship that you wish to have with that deity. You can also use oracle cards, right? That's another way to get confirmation. That one can also be a little tricky, but make it very clear to the goddess realm that you are asking for them to show you the god or goddess, in this case, the goddess, who's best suited to you for healing. And don't be surprised if they do refer you to a god sometimes or something completely different. Remember, they're looking out for your well-being 100%, okay? They really are. So they're going to refer you out if they need to, but their goal, you know, the goddess realm is their goal is to actually really help, all right? And they want you to feel empowered, and they want you to be healed, and they want you to also be of service. So just remember that there is that expectation. Lastly, you can get confirmation through automatic writing. So if you're somebody who knows how to do that and that's your skill set, sit down and do the automatic writing with the goddess realm and see what comes. Again, you can choose to work with that deity or not. As always, you do have free will. So if you don't want to work with that deity, then ask the goddess realm for another. All right? Remember, it is your responsibility to set up time with the goddess that you were working with, to meet them in meditation, to meet them in prayer, usually on a weekly basis, sometimes bi-weekly basis, to converse with them about what it is you're working on, what you're learning. They will ask you to do certain things sometimes, never of hindrance, okay, nothing to harm you, which brings me to using discernment, because I do think this is very important. And this is kind of a tricky conversation to have, but I wanted to have this anyway. So whenever you're working with any type of spirit, it doesn't matter what type it is, you have to use discernment, right? You have to also remember there are trickster spirits that sometimes will act as that act as imposter spirits. How do you know if they are? And that's a really good question, especially when it comes to goddesses. Well, I always say listen to the content of their messages. Goddesses are super helpful. They're not harmful in any kind of way. They're not trying to disparage your character or make you feel fearful or scare the bejesus out of you or make you feel small and insignificant or inconsequential. That is not at all what it is that they are trying to do. They do give words of encouragement. They're not discouraging, right? For the most part, I didn't want to say, oh, they're all love and light, because that's also not true. That's what makes this just a tiny bit tricky, right? It depends on what it is you're seeking to learn. Some of the goddesses, you have to remember they have their, all goddesses have personalities. They all have their likes, their dislikes, their expectations, and their preferences. I'm going to be just real with you for 1 second. I was very frustrated about something. I was doing a channeling session, and Athena and Hera were both there with my guides. And I think my guide said something to me that really frustrated me or really pissed me off, or it just something I really didn't want to hear. And I can't remember what I said to Hera and Athena, but oh my God, did I get something back from Athena. And I heard it so well. I could tell she was not cool with what I had just said. She put me in my place, but it wasn't negative. It didn't hurt. It was just, again, she gives you the tough love and she takes no shit and she's just going to let you know directly what's what. But it isn't meant to harm or hurt you or devalue you in any kind of way. So just, again, that's why it's so important for you to know the type of deity that you're working with, right? And read stories and know their myths and their reactions and things like that. But they also are not trying to disrespect you. Okay, their overarching goal is to help and encourage you. So they want to work with you on the areas of struggle in your life and where you need to put the most attention. They're going to offer you tough love, but with the intent to help you here. So keep that in mind. If you're working with a goddess and it's just mean and cruelty nonstop, well, you most likely have an imposter spirit there. All right. This is why purification also is necessary throughout a lot of goddess work. I'm not going to say just goddess work. Whenever you are aligning yourself with any spirits whatsoever, it is important to constantly do that. All of the work that you're doing, whether it is a form of empowerment, whether it is in a form of strengthening yourself, self-love, everything is about healing in some respect or other. That is the overarching goal with any type of work, with any type of deity. It falls into that camp. Okay. So the other thing I wanted to say here is that it's your responsibility to maintain the relationship with your deity. All right. It really is up to you. How often do you have to work with them, converse with them, give offerings? These are such good questions. And again, I think it really does depend on what type of relationship. Again, if you have that patron or matron relationship, it's probably a little bit more intense. There's more expectations on you, right? So you'll probably be speaking to that deity quite often, but all of it really depends and hinges on that. Some people give offerings on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. Some people have ceremonies, especially if you're doing this individually and without a group of people, then you might have an elaborate, private ceremony with that goddess. You can meet them in meditation once a week, every other week, once a month. Perhaps your deity has asked you to work on something. So you might be conversing with them quite a bit, you know, because you need their insight to understand and to grow and to learn, right? And there will be periods where they go quiet because you are in the learning phase. And a lot of learning comes from within, you know. This is something I really want to stress here. I feel like I need to say this because this was something that has been kind of weighing on me ever since I started this work. My goal with doing this work is to highlight this realm, to let people, to showcase this realm. Yes, I just heard that. But to offer you other spirits of light that are here to help from a very different standpoint, something different than what we have been told to seek. My goal is to connect you with a very different type of spirituality here, one where you are empowered, one where you can realize your own self-worth, one where there are supportive beings of light who step forward to mentor you, to help you and guide you to see your own inner light, not to dim that light. When you work with goddesses, it is a balanced relationship, and it is one of reverence and respect. At the same time, that respect also goes to you because they know that you are a being of light just like them, who's here for the purposes of learning. So there is respect coming your way as well. So be mindful of that. And a lot of the teaching or the messages that I have received from goddesses, you know, especially Athena. Athena's very, very, she tells me, don't you ever, ever forget your own inner light. That's the most powerful. That's who you are. And it is it is the God source. You know, it is the source of all things. You have that connection there. That is your source of consciousness, right? So don't ever downplay that. So what I'm trying to say, and probably not a great way here, or I'm failing to say today, is that yes, there is worship. I'm hesitant to use that word because of the connotations associated with it. I really like to say it's more of reverence and respect. But it is not to forget yourself. It is not to grow a dependency. That is not what they're looking for. And that's not what my goal is to teach either, is to have a dependency on something, on another spirit, to do something for you, to give something to you, to give you all the insight. No, they are here to be mentors, to guide and to assist so that you can find the answers in your own self. They may clarify things for you, see things about yourself that you don't have the ability yet to see, right? Or they can detect patterns and they can reveal that to you. They can help you to awaken parts of yourself or to show parts of yourself that you're too afraid to show, to speak your truth that you've been afraid to. They encourage you, they nudge you, they push you forward. So just that is really my goal, because the system that I feel like we have in place today, the spiritual or the religious system, doesn't always offer that. A lot of it doesn't. And especially, you know, when it comes to the feminine or female embodiment, it certainly doesn't, you know, make you feel very empowered in any kind of way, right? We're always second-class citizens. The divine doesn't always get to work through us, or at least it's not acknowledged as doing so. So this is a whole new way to practice. And yes, it is very different. And it is only different because, as I've said in previous episodes, it was suppressed. So women's worship, or I'll just say goddess worship, we are clearly aware it's been suppressed in multiple parts of the world, not holistically, because there are parts where it hasn't been, but this is just a new way of practicing, a new way of devoting yourself to a different spiritual system. And yes, at the beginning, it may feel very uncomfortable. Yes, it may feel awkward, extremely awkward. When I started doing what Hera showed me to do prior to approaching her or any of the Greek pantheon, I was like, what? What am I doing here? And it has taken me months to start to feel comfortable. And now I know I have very specific practice, and it makes sense to me and it works. And she's always pushing me a little bit further outside of my comfort zone, which is good for me. And I know that. But, you know, they're not going to coddle you. I just want to tell you, they are going to help you in a very, you know, rest assured, in a realistic way. Anyway, I'm deviating here. So we've kind of embarked on this journey together today to help you find your goddess. And I want you to remember, this is a process of exploration. It's a process of discovery. And I know that the approach that I am giving you is not the only way. Okay, so I am not saying this is the only truth. This is the only way to go about figuring out your goddesses. No, this is the ways I have learned. And that is what you are receiving today. I always say, trust your intuition. Trust your intuition when you're going out throughout this process. You know, you may go to somebody else and say, okay, you tell me who the goddess is. You tell me who I should work with. And no, go through the journey yourself. Trust me, it is sweeter when you do. And when you finally make that connection, you will feel grateful that you did all the work in the back, you know, on the back end, to learn which goddess is best suited for you, right? And also, it is more sincere because you did the legwork, you read the stories, you really got to the root of what you needed assistance with. You studied who they are, what they stand for, how they help. But also, you've had the opportunity, because we have the internet, right? You can read how other people have experienced them, what it's like to work with them. But side note here, remember, your experience is likely going to differ because your needs differ and you are not the same as somebody else, right? So what matters most to you is going to be different than somebody else. And also, certain deities want to work with you on something that they think is crucial. but the other one, you know, but let's, I'm just giving you an example. Like Hera works with me on learning to feel, you know, way more empowered and standing in my truth and not being so afraid to really speak my mind. Even though people may not like it, but she may work with somebody else on their marriage. Right. So again, there are multiple aspects to them. So while the stories from others are super helpful, it's not necessarily, your experience is not going to mirror their own. So just be open to that journey and experience, and also trust that the right goddess will reveal herself in the ways that resonates with you. Somebody will show up, rest assured. It's just they may show up in a very different way. I really believe that this connection with the goddess realm is a source of strength, guidance, and support on your journey. And I'm excited for you. There's so much more for me to write, so many more episodes for me to create. I'm going to be doing one on the Dark Goddess because that is a totally, I think, those are experiences within themselves. And I think it's important to learn about that. I am going to start going through each deity as much as I can. And when I have the opportunity to present you with their channeled messages, I will do that because I think it's helpful to hear directly from them and get their thoughts and, you know, anything else that they wish to share. It really is my goal to bring this to the forefront. And after much hesitation, much skepticism, a lot of uncertainty going back and forth, not knowing what the hell to do because I didn't know this, I didn't foresee this. You could not have ever told me that this was something I was going to do. After much thought, much meditation, a hell of a lot of prayer and uncertainty, and a lot of external seeking, I'm going to be honest with you. Of course, I'm human. I have come to the conclusion that this is, you know, going to be a big part of what I do and how I help. And I am putting my heart into this, so I hope you know that what I'm doing is very sincere. Perhaps you are asking yourself whether or not I call myself a pagan, if I identify as a pagan. I don't know that I would utilize that term because if I look at it historically, it really means, the word itself means any belief outside of Judaism, Christianity, or Islam. So maybe we're all just pagans if you don't subscribe to one of those top three, right? I just know that I am partnering with a realm that is near and dear to my heart and that has opened its doors to me and offers a different type of spirituality that I feel is very... what's the word? Empowering, kind, generous, compassionate, and heart-centered, which is the type of work I wish to do on this planet anyway. So with that said, everybody, I hope today's talk, it was way lengthier than I expected it to be. But thank you for sticking around for the whole discussion today. And I look forward to hearing your stories, you guys. So please, in the comments below, please share your stories. Email me your stories. Actually, yes, email me your stories of meeting your goddess for the first time, what it was like, who it was. Any questions that you have, I'm happy to do episodes where I answer every question that I possibly can. But I would also love to share your stories as well. So if you are okay with that, please tell me that in your emails. I would love to know. Or any challenges that you're having as well, I can give you my thoughts. Everyone, thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this show. It is seasonal and it's not something I see myself doing in perpetuity. Like I can't cover every goddess under the sun. That's insane. But I'm thinking of, you know, creating like 14, 15 episodes for the first season, maybe, you know, 10 for the second season, maybe doing like 4 or 5 seasons to kind of get everybody started. And then, yeah, we'll kind of see what happens from there. All right. I'm dragging on. Everybody, take care of yourselves. Have a great week ahead. And please share your stories with me. I'm so anxious to read them. And I really do love to know how people get on with the goddess realm. Take care. And I'll be speaking with you soon. Bye-bye.